Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For to all of those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away, Jesus tells us. You can almost hear the howling begin. Clearly, Jesus' words here are not fair, and they are unlawful. Jesus himself said to share with those in need. But his words here are our clue that this parable is not about the law. If only it were that simple. If this parable were about the law, the message would be quite straightforward. Do the best you can with whatever you have. Be wise, be smart, be logical, but also be brave. Be willing to take a chance. And after you've done your best, then you will be rewarded. But this parable is about the kingdom of God, which makes stakes much higher. Get it wrong, and gnashing teeth in outer darkness, well, that's your future. And because this parable is not a prescription for avoiding teeth grinding in the shadows, we have a real problem, especially when we unpack the details. The master in Jesus's parable is scary. I picture him as mob boss Tony Soprano. Seen that show? A serial murderer who was indeed harsh, reaping where he did not sow and gathering where he did not scatter seed. Fear of him and protection of his assets is indeed a prudent course of action, and that is exactly what old OneCoin did. But do you think the master's character was a mystery to old Five Coins and old Two Coins? Do you think they didn't know that the boss was a gangster, skilled at not playing by the rules and making people pay when they crossed him? Of course they knew the master was harsh, reaping where he did not sow and gathering where he did not scatter seed. Yet those two gambled the master's money like it was their own. They were quite willing to risk what wasn't theirs. And skilled though they were, it is also true that they got lucky in the parable, because investing, gambling, is always risky. But even the luckiest of people have a big suspicion about ammunition, and they never forget to duck when the bullets start flying, because you never know when the luck's going to run out, right? And so, in the parable, old One Coin was afraid, and rightfully so. But old Five Coins and Two Coins were not afraid, even though they should have been. Why? Why the contrast? What was the difference? And that is the terrifying thing about this parable. The consequences for getting it wrong are crystal clear, but it provides us no certain prescription for entrance into the kingdom of God. You see, this parable is actually about God being God. It's about God electing his chosen ones for salvation unfairly outside the law. And that is always scary. It's about God's almighty will to do whatever he chooses. And he does this because he can, because he's God. And that's as far as Jesus' story takes us, leaving that teeth-gnashing darkness ever before us. Except, Jesus' story of law here is not his final word. Did you catch what Paul said to us in the second reading? But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we live with him. That's how Paul said it. Indeed, you are not in darkness because God destined you for the font, for this altar rail, and this pulpit where you hear clearly that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for the sake of Christ, and eternal life is yours. Through these means, God just keeps giving you more and more and more abundant mercy and grace. That is your promise, and it will never be taken from you. Do not be afraid. Be encouraged. Jesus Christ is for you. Amen.